Don't be mad. You have a zinger in there. I know you do.
I got plenty. I ain't mad at you. Hi, everyone. It's 6:15 p.m.
It's
Friday.
Not that late.
Time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Franny.
I'm Michelle. Your rebranding is still throwing me off a little.
You're going to have to get used to
no,
the
I
new
like
me.
It. I like the new you. I'm all for the new you.
This week I'm a little bit like the old me.
Yeah,
I won't lie.
A little tiny bit.
Not to you.
No, not to me. Not to me.
Just to everybody else.
Yeah. They probably deserved it.
No, they mostly don't.
Oh, man. Well, it's okay. Every once in a while.
I mean, some of them did.
Every once in a while. So, tell me about your week. Let's catch up.
I'm trying to get this bra, and I can't find one that fits, and I have this rug that I need to sell.
That's what you just
and,
chose
like, my
to
really,
talk about?
My really good job is, like, stressing me out.
That's what you're choosing
and
to
And I have, like, these
me.
Little flies in my house, and I can't figure out where they're coming from, and it's driving me insane.
Grow up.
And, like... Tomorrow I gotta wear really high heels and I'm like paranoid I'm gonna mess up my knees.
Life's hard, huh?
And I don't know what to eat for dinner tonight, if I should order food or if I should make some of the salmon I have in my fridge.
Oh. Well, must be nice.
And my boyfriend wants to come over.
Must be nice. Poor you.
He's so handsome, it's like annoying.
Poor little Franny. Poor little rich girl.
So in case you haven't noticed, tonight's topic is first world problems. You know, we just want to have a lighthearted show considering the fact that Florida is going to go down
in
the water.
My parents are okay.
Mine's not going to be.
We don't know that yet.
Okay.
But I'm happy my parents in Puerto Rico are doing all right.
Me too. Hopefully my mommy and my sister will have the same fate.
I hope so too, because that was... A little scary for a minute. And I hope everyone's families are doing okay. But hopefully, for an hour, we'll be able to have a good time and not think about it.
So, while there are serious, actual problems happening in the world, let's complain about the dumb ones!
I think you have way more first world problems
than I mean, if you wanted to complain about some, you could definitely think of some, Michelle. Let's be real.
Let me think.
You have to move your car in the mornings... Your apartment is two bedrooms, so you have to clean more space.
Don't tell people I have a two-bedroom apartment.
Why are you trying to keep it a secret? Let it out, girl. 201-209-9368. Let's just complain about all the things we shouldn't be complaining about. It's okay today.
Yeah, today is okay. If they didn't have the rainbow bagel at the bagel shop.
Really? You eat the rainbow bagel?
That's Hell no. Disgusting. Are you kidding
Isn't
me?
Isn't that just for children? What's in it?
I don't eat the rainbow bagel. How dare you?
Sorry. 201-209-9368. You can also join the comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. I was telling Michelle this story about how I went to this same place. In fact, it was called Fresh & Co.
Are you allowed to name names?
I just did. For lunch for a long time, and they had the Santa Fe salad, and I got it every day. And then one day I came to Fresh & Co., and I said, hey, can I have the Santa Fe salad? And he's like, nah, it's not on the menu. And I was like, wait, what? What do you mean? What do you mean it's not on the menu? He was like, yeah, it's not on the menu. I'm like, but you know what's in it. Can you just make me the Santa Fe salad? And the guy was like, nah, we don't serve it anymore. And then I had
Did
to be
Did he not
like,
understand, or was he just no, being a jerk?
No, he was being a jerk. And my friend was standing, Ashley was standing next to me, and she was just like, uh-oh.
I would have been scared if I was with you at that moment.
And then I was like,
that well, light is back.
But, yeah, I see it. I'm ignoring it.
I can't.
And then I was like, well, I can make my own salad. Can I just get the Santa Fe salad made? And then the guy wouldn't tell me what was in it. And Ashley just stood there like, uh-oh. And I turned around and walked out, and I never went to Fresh & Co. again.
You showed them.
Lost my $13 a day.
You pay $13 for lunch every day?
That's how much a salad in Midtown costs.
Oh, wow.
Why, how much do you pay?
I bring my lunch.
Every day?
Yeah.
What do you bring?
Today I ate a salad with avocado and tomato and quinoa with some meat.
What, you cooked meat last night?
No, I cook meat on Sundays. I cook like two foods and then I Tupperware them all for the week.
Hold on. Of meat that you cook on Sunday, you can still eat on a Friday?
If you freeze it.
So how do you unfreeze it? Like you put it in a microwave?
No, you take it out the day before and you put it in the fridge. And then you put it in the microwave the next day to warm it up.
Ew, no. I don't use microwaves, though.
I don't like to, but here I have to.
Okay, no. Microwaves
I don't have one at home.
Reheated meat is like the nastiest thing.
Yeah, I've eaten worse. I've had worse things in my mouth.
Same.
Dude, are you going to the show at Monty Hall tonight?
No, I have to go home and not drink because I have a fancy wedding tomorrow and I can't look fat.
Hmm. Well, if anyone doesn't have first world problems and wants to come to Montgomery Hall this evening.
I'll be at the Yale Club tomorrow.
Oh, you're so annoying. This topic is perfect for you. Pat Burns Band, They Live, is playing along with Giant Dog. And Matt Warwick's playing in Pat Burns Band, and we'll be there. So if anyone is bored and wants to come out, please do. 43 Montgomery Street. You will not see Franny there because she will be busy prepping to get her manicure and her blowout tomorrow.
That's right. Look, it's a work thing.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. We want to hear all about how they don't have baby kale at Whole Foods.
I actually hate kale, but I like baby kale. It's the only kale I'll eat.
I didn't even know there was a difference.
The big kale is like too dry.
There's lots of different kinds of kale.
Just Ted said I could have some of his diuretics.
That's nice.
Thanks, Ted. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I'm on the radio. So at work sometimes, I like go to the bathroom and there's only like one ply toilet paper.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Oh, the humanity.
But I've realized that some coworker of mine hides like triple ply.
Wait, that's really
super
funny.
Baby soft Charmin underneath all the wrapped toilet rolls.
Really?
And they use it, like it's every day, it's a little bit less, a little bit less, and it drives me freaking crazy.
Do you ever borrow it? Yeah, just use it.
Well, I do use it. So but who the hell hides it? And like,
it's people who don't want to share.
Why isn't there a push for more comfortable toilet paper?
Maybe that person has a butt problem.
Well, I have a butt problem because I want my butt to be comfortable.
You probably have a butt problem because you've been using that one ply.
Exactly. It creates the problem. So, I don't
it
know.
It sounds to me like this isn't something worth complaining about. This is something worth rejoicing in. Because had this weirdo person not put this triple ply in the bathroom, what would you be using?
You're right.
The sandpaper.
And you can't tell because then everyone will know and everyone will use it.
So you should be thanking your lucky stars.
You're right. I just hope nobody listens to Shut Up Weirdo now except me at work.
They don't.
They do.
Okay.
This is a phenomenon.
Don't worry about it.
It's a phenomenon. Right.
You're probably the only person that's going to call tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, have a good
Thanks
one, Three-Ply.
Thanks for changing my mind on this.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
Maybe that's what we'll do all night. Turn the problems into...
solutions?
Yeah.
You're a problem solver.
Yeah.
I said that day we were doing that puzzle at my house.
Yeah, I liked it. It made me feel good about myself.
I said, you're going to be good at this because you're a problem solver.
Made me feel good.
I was also high on Valium.
I know.
But I meant it.
Thanks.
I actually just wanted
to know. Actually, you were very nice to me when you were high on Valium.
It makes you so happy.
You were so kind.
I also didn't want anyone to leave because it was the perfect setting.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
It's true. We should do that again.
Yeah, we should. That was one of the best nights of my life.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is first world problems. We know you want to complain. There's no shame in it tonight, guys. No shame. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Ferngry. Hi, Michelle. It's the club.
Hey, Ted. Did you get your package?
Hey. Yes, it got here today.
Great.
Yes, I loved it. Thank you.
Great.
Okay. So, my problem?
I feel left out.
I can't tell you because it's a conflict of interest, but I'll tell you later.
I feel left out.
We can't talk about it now.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, my problem is that the only entertainment media that is worth enjoying is only on 1 hour a week.
Are you talking about Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Are you talking about The Real Housewives?
No, I was talking about Shut Up Weirdo.
Oh.
Oh.
That's
never
nice.
Would have guessed that.
But that's okay, because I just re-listened to it on the podcast.
God, that's weird.
Ted.
Okay, Ted. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hey, how are you girls tonight?
Rooster?
Rooster?
Yeah.
You sound different.
Are you okay? Are you in the hurricane? Are you in the eye of the storm?
I'm in the path of the direction of that storm. Yap should be coming to me tomorrow night.
Are you scared?
I mean, Sunday night, yeah.
Are you scared?
Nah.
All right.
Take it as it comes. That's all.
That's what my dad said.
Can't predict what's going to happen. But that's pretty much it. I have a couple of friends here going to helping me look after the place, and I've been through hurricanes before on Long Island and here in Florida.
Where do you live again?
Where do I live now?
Yeah, like where in Florida?
There's a little town called Holapaw.
Oh, right. I forgot.
30 miles east of Melbourne.
Where? It's like in the middle of nowhere.
Excuse me. Right in the middle of the ocean. Yeah, 30 miles west of Melbourne.
What's it? Where's that?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm Googling it.
Do you know?
Hell no. What the?
What's the closest city that we would know?
Melbourne.
I don't know that city.
Orlando.
Orlando.
South
of Orlando. Got it. Are you in the panhandle?
Eh, you'll be fine.
No. The panhandle is way up north on the west side.
I just love saying panhandle. All right, Rooster, what is the first world problem that you will share with us this evening?
World problem?
First world problem.
He's off his game today.
Well, I didn't know that was the question.
He's off his
game. That's not what Scott told me the question was.
What did Scott tell you the question was?
Yeah, what did Scott tell you?
He said, let's see now, what did he tell me? To complain about stuff we're not supposed to complain about.
Yeah, that's kind
close enough.
That's an interpretation of it. You can go ahead.
Okay, well, Scott's problem is his time's real short. He's got 104 days left, but it seems like time's slowing down. Dragging its feet.
That's a real problem.
That's worth complaining about.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's surrounded by so much superior intelligence that it's becoming commonplace. For instance, you know, the guy that, you know, cut people up in little pieces, carried them around in a suitcase, or the guy from Brooklyn who's never been to the beach. This is what Scott's surrounded by. Interesting people.
Scary.
And time is standing still for him right now.
What about you? Do you have one?
Yeah, I don't think you want to hear it, though.
Why?
Well, it tends to be a little political.
Just give it to us.
Yeah, let's try it.
Are you curious yet?
Yeah, come on.
Well... you know how they say that the media is an arm of the Democrat Party?
Mm-hmm.
It's the other way around. It's the media that's in charge of the American left. And it's the Democrat Party are the useless tools of the media.
Hey, Rooster.
Yeah.
You're right. I didn't want to hear it.
All right, Rooster. We got to go, but stay safe, and we will talk to you next week.
I choose to pretend that that didn't happen.
Yeah, let's just
and I still love you.
Yeah, we still love you.
Stay safe. We'll be thinking about you.
We're sending our best thoughts and wishes your way.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
See you next Friday.
Sounds good.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye, Scott.
No.
It's okay. You're all right. We're good. You drink that $10 beer right there. You'll be fine. 201-209-9368. We want to hear all of your first world problems tonight on Shut Up Weirdo on WFM. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what one of my first world problems is?
What?
My mom flew to Miami.
That's a real problem.
No, it's not. She could have canceled her flight.
She wanted to be with your family.
No. There's no one there but my sister. She could have gotten my sister a plane ticket to Nicaragua.
Yeah, I was wondering why that didn't happen.
Yeah, because they're idiots.
That's your... I mean...
What? They're not listening.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Right?
Why didn't your sister just go to Nicaragua? Did you ask?
I don't know. That's a really good question, Michelle. I'm not getting involved.
I'm glad my parents are okay. My dad missed work one day. He could hardly handle it.
Of course. Roz Rolly has a good one. He's working a Fashion Week event right now, and he is not getting any free champagne.
Is he the one who sent the wrestling thing that was amazing?
Oh, I think it was him. I'm not sure.
Didn't you love it? No.
Wait, Robin has a really good one.
What's Robin?
I was infuriated the other day when someone stole a package from in front of my apartment building. It contained a Dog Life jacket. Robin, you're on the list.
Robin has a dog?
I guess.
Weird.
Oh, man. It's like when I came home during my renovations and they had put my toilet bar holder was like this far apart. It was like the handles were like a foot apart. So the toilet...
In the tile?
Yes. So the toilet paper roll was like... Every time I pulled it, it moved like 8 inches.
Well, that's something that could really drive you crazy. What did you do?
I said they had to change it.
They retiled it?
No, what they did was take it out and move it as close as they could, but still covering the previous holes. So it's still too big, but not that bad. First world problems. 201-209-9368. First world problems is tonight. I have so many. What about my mom's mosaic?
So many. You really have a lot.
My mom's Virgin Mary mosaic.
What about it?
You know this story.
I don't think so.
She had all the tiles laid out on a table, and she put them in the right order to make the face of the Virgin Mary. And
she did it herself?
Someone had messed with them, but she didn't go look at it again before they installed it. So then they installed this Virgin Mary mosaic on the walls, and it's all scrambled.
I didn't know that story.
Yes, and she puts the Christmas tree in front of it every year to cover it up. She puts the Christmas tree outside.
Why did she have it redone?
I don't know, because it's in the wall. I don't know. It must be hard to rip it out and do it again. I don't know. But I think part of it is she's like, it's a reminder to check what they're doing.
Yeah, it is. I would love a Virgin Mary mosaic.
Her ear is like up here.
That sounds amazing.
It's hilarious. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your first world problem? Could it be your bad cell reception?
Hey, my boyfriend and I have one of those Amazon Fire Sticks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have one of those.
They're the best. We watch, like, movies all the time. But when we watch it in our bedroom, it's difficult because when we have the air conditioner on, we actually can't really hear the TV that well.
Yes.
When there's no subtitles, it's really difficult for us.
Oh, that sounds so hard.
That's the worst.
How do you live?
Oh my god. I feel your pain, buddy.
I'm gonna go home and cut myself with the Fire Stick.
Alright. We sympathize.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your first world problem?
Hi. I live in Montclair, New Jersey, and we have overnight parking regulations where you can't park your car on the street, and I don't have a driveway, so I have to walk 2.5 blocks to this parking lot where some old man lets me park, but then I have to be out 7:30 every morning, so if I get home at like 3 a.m, I have to like get up at 7:30 just to move my car.
Every morning?
That sucks. That just sucks.
Dude, sell your car. Like, that is not worth it.
You have to be able to do something.
Or my house. Well, you can get an overnight.
Can you buy a lot?
Permit for $700 a year in Montclair. That's what it costs.
It seems worth it.
That's kind of worth it.
Or else you're only sleeping 3.5 hours. That's insane.
That's kind of worth it.
That's worth it, dude.
Well, lend me $700.
Why don't you do a Kickstarter?
Oh, that's a good idea.
I bet you could get a Kickstarter together and some people would give you $700.
I mean, that's like less than $60 a year or a month.
You can afford that.
That's true. A lot less beer, I guess.
Yeah, but you should do it.
It's so worth it. You should most definitely do that.
Then you can call us next year when we do this show, and you can say,
sometimes doesn't really, like,
dude,
not really.
Pay the $700.
Do you have to pay it all at once, or can you pay it in installments?
You have to do it all at once.
Oh, well,
that's hard.
That's
if you
not
don't
so
have
easy.
A lot of money, then.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll do the Kickstarter.
Yeah, you do that Kickstarter.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
That problem actually sucks. That's not like a first. That's, I mean, I guess it is, but that problem does suck.
Dale has one that's suspect.
Dale.
My upstairs TV gets a channel about 2 seconds behind my downstairs TV. Listen to the rest of the story. It's super annoying if my wife is watching the same program in the living room while I watch it in bed. Why aren't you guys just watching it together?
A lot of couples watch TV separate for different reasons.
But they're watching the same thing. It's not like one of them's watching.
She's probably downstairs, like, cooking dinner.
Oh, really, Michelle? Why the hell does he get the bed?
Maybe she just doesn't want to be near him. Maybe she's doing other things.
Like cooking dinner?
That was a joke.
Maybe she's building a motorcycle in the living room.
Maybe she is. Maybe she's rewiring.
Maybe he's knitting in bed.
He could be knitting in bed. Why are you mad? Why are you mad?
I'm a feminist.
You didn't identify as a feminist a year ago.
I do now.
I'm happy to hear that. And if a woman wants to cook dinner with her family, there's nothing unfeminist about that.
Oh, I cook dinner like every night.
See, there's nothing unfeminist about that. It's about being able to make a choice.
I tried to get Andy to come over and cook me dinner last night, and he was like, I'm going to stay in Jersey.
Oh, God, he's over it?
I was like, damn, dude. One night I asked you to make dinner. He's like, no.
Tables are turning. Mm-hmm. Tables are turning.
Mm-hmm. You better watch yourself, plants.
Nah. They always have to like you a little bit more than you like them.
Otherwise,
you're screwed.
Yeah, you got to keep the pants always.
You're a dead man.
It's all right. I'm working on it. I'll take care of it tomorrow in my dress, my blowout.
Sucks. Your blow what? Sucks to be him.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your first world problem?
Well, I actually have 2 first world problems.
Okay.
So, one of them is my smart TV does not support Hulu, so I have to mirror it from my tablet to watch Broad City.
To watch what?
Broad City.
No.
What's your other one?
My other one is my girlfriend cooks dinner every night. And she makes this chicken with a cheese sauce on top. And
yeah.
It's really good, but sometimes she makes it twice in 1 week.
What a bitch.
It's her favorite thing to eat, but it drives me crazy.
That's rough, man. That is rough. That's a hard life.
it's bad.
Well, best of luck to you. I don't know how you're going to get through this one.
Have a good one.
Bye.
I wish I had a wife who made me chicken and cheese.
You know what's funny about this topic? It's kind of making us forget our real problems.
That's what this show does.
But this one in particular, because you can just laugh at all the stupid ones.
Yeah. I don't have any real problems this week. For once.
I got a lot.
201-209-9368. Call us on Shut Up Weirdo. Tell us about your first world problem.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Kyle in New Hampton.
Hi, Kyle.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
She sounds rich.
So here's my problem.
You sound rich.
Wait, are you rich?
You know, I've called before and you've asked me this.
Because it's your name and your voice and your presentation and the name of your town sounds fancy.
That is really funny.
Thank you. It's not those Hamptons.
I know, but it's still it's reminiscent of that, so you automatically think money.
So here's my problem. I go to a salon to get a mani-pedi.
You are rich.
Right?
You get mani-pedis?
I get two manicures a year.
Yeah,
lies! Okay, that's a lie, Michelle. Go ahead, Kyle.
So it's getting really crowded, and people start coming in, and they want your spot, and you're all done.
Yeah.
So they put saran wrap on your toes and put your socks on and your shoes on. And
the
they ask
worst.
You those, like, oh, can you move along? So when you get home, you have, like, crinkle marks on your toenails.
The worst! And not to mention, it is I almost cursed. It is disgusting putting saran wrap on your toes and then putting your socks on. I'm sorry. It feels disgusting.
I never have time to wait.
I kind of like it.
Ew. No, Kyle. You're too good for that.
Yeah, Kyle, you're better than that.
Yeah, ew.
So I have to share something else with you.
Okay.
I am also Dale's wife.
Oh, you are.
Oh, wait, he just said that on the comments board. Kyle is my wife. You always think she's rich.
Why do you guys watch TV in separate rooms?
Yeah,
the same
you better
show?
Not be cooking him dinner.
I cook it for me. He eats it, too.
Because okay. What he tried to say about you was that you were in the living room passed out drunk.
That would not be a total lie.
I want to hang out with you guys.
Yeah, you guys sound fun.
Cool, yeah. We're up for that.
Funny. All right. Well, we're planning a meetup, so maybe we'll see you there.
Awesome. We all love right. The show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you. You, too.
Her reception was fantastic.
It's because she's rich.
I wish more people had landlines.
She's probably talking on a platinum phone.
Yeah, she might be.
I got one.
Yeah?
Once a month when I go to get my facial.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the facial when I have my zit-zapping something mask on, they lotion my feet. And I hate lotion.
You do?
Yeah, I hate it. And then they put the covers back on my feet.
Uh-huh.
And it gets so slimy in there.
Why don't you just tell them not to lotion you?
I don't know. I feel bad.
Because
I like the massage part. I just don't like the lotion part.
Just say that. You could probably say
they
that.
They can't massage me dry. Who wants to do it dry?
I don't know.
You always got to have the lube, Michelle. You got to have the lube.
You could have something different.
Like what?
I don't know. Like an oil instead of a lotion?
I guess. Do you think I would still be grossed out by the oil?
I don't know.
Thank you. I'll try that.
I've never gotten a facial.
Really? Girl, you haven't lived.
Oh, I've lived.
Oh. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Fran. How are you doing?
Franny.
I'm sorry, Franny.
That's okay.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Pretty damn good. What's your problem?
that's a good question. What's my problem or what I like to complain about?
Same thing.
Actually, I was just curious. What are you going to wear tomorrow to the wedding?
A black gown.
It's tight.
Wow. Sounds... Well, tell me about it. I love
It's a fancy black tie Manhattan wedding.
It's fancy.
Ooh, nice.
I hope I don't fall.
Just make sure you don't walk in grassy areas with a high heel.
I will definitely not do that.
Because you'll sink.
Yeah, I know. That I know.
That's embarrassing. But my complaint is having to hear Mr. Know-It-All every week.
Same.
Yeah. We're with you, sister.
Do you agree?
God, he's the
worst. Yeah, we're with you.
He's so seriously annoying. Oh, my God.
The other day we were driving in the car picking out people who we thought Mr. Know-It-All would look like.
Oh, that's fun.
That was fun.
Have you seen his videos?
No, I don't want to see him. Ever. Nah, ever.
I don't care.
Neither do I. Okay, girls.
All right.
Have a good one. Have a great weekend.
You too.
I hope your mom's going to be okay.
Survives?
In Florida,
yeah.
And have fun at the wedding.
Thank you.
Good night, guys.
Good night. Bye.
Call us at 201-209-9368. You'll get through. Tonight's topic is first world problems. It's your chance to complain about all the things you shouldn't be complaining about.
People are calling. I see that light blinking.
I don't know what you're talking. I don't like that because then you know when I'm lying to
you.
Yeah,
I like knowing when you're lying. I'm glad there's not a light following me around, blinking every time I lie. What are you trying to do, turn it off with your mind? It's not working, buddy.
I gotta talk to Ken about that light.
He's gonna let us unscrew it as long as we remember to screw it back in.
I'm not gonna unscrew it every week.
He's not gonna change it just for us.
Can he get a switch or something?
Like, we have money to do stuff like that.
It's not that hard to get a switch. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Jeff upstairs.
Hi, Jeff upstairs.
Hi, Jeff upstairs.
I have a terrible thing that happened to me. They changed the scent of Aveda hand lotion.
Oh, my God,
oh,
no.
Even though it's slightly annoying.
No.
Isn't that awful?
That is awful,
you
actually.
You need to write a letter.
I will, a very, very stern letter.
Maybe you can get the old one off of eBay.
Yeah, maybe.
They stopped making my perfume that I've been using since I was 16, and I buy it on eBay. Gucci Rush.
Nice. My ex-boyfriend, they changed the Nivea lotion, and it's a little less thick and a little more oily than it used to be. And he wrote a letter. He flipped the F out. He was so upset. So I broke up with him. That's not what happened.
That's absolutely not what happened.
I broke up with him a couple times.
Yeah, but not because of that. Jeff from upstairs, you should write a letter, but maybe this is an opportunity to expand your horizons
for
on
a
lotion.
New product?
Yes. Yeah.
I know. Well, my facial cleanser, which was perfectly suited to the particular balance of dryness versus oiliness of my central face, changed its scent, and I just changed to something else. Screw them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, life's hard.
It is.
I didn't know you were so into cosmetics.
I'm not. I just don't like to be either extra greasy or extra not greasy.
Got it. That's understood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Jeff.
Talk to you guys later.
Appreciate Have a good one. The call.
Bye.
That was cute.
That was nice.
Call us, 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is first world problems. I'm sure I got more I could think of.
I'm sure.
I can't wear heels anymore.
You've taken that on well, though.
Not emotionally.
It hurts you?
Gotta wear these glasses every day.
You don't have to.
Yeah, I do. My eyes hurt otherwise.
Get the LASIK.
I can't. They won't give it to me.
Oh, yeah. They'll give it to you in Nicaragua.
I'm not getting LASIK in no Nicaragua. You think I'm trying to go blind? They can't even put up a mosaic on the wall. 201-209-9368. First world problems. Call us. Complain. We won't judge you.
Only a little.
Hi, you're on the radio.
How are you?
Great, how are you?
Super duper, but I have a first world problem.
Can't wait to hear it.
I can't find a partner to be with in my life.
That's not a first
That's
world
a
problem.
Real problem. Love is
I'm
everywhere.
I'm looking for one, though.
You're what?
I'm looking for a partner. I want to make babies and a family.
Yeah, that's a really difficult situation. That's not a first world problem. That's like a lot of people experience that.
Oh, this is like an unjust, like a problem I shouldn't be complaining
what
about.
Do you think first world problems are?
That's a real problem.
What if I have people that are trying to date me and I can't make myself go out with anybody?
Now you're getting into first world problem territory.
Yeah, that's me.
Well, why?
Why? I can find a million reasons not to go out with somebody.
Like you don't like their shoes?
Yeah, shoes, and they're not saying anything interesting in their profile or in their text messages, or maybe they just are excited to go out with me.
Girl, you need a therapist.
Yeah, you need to work on your rejection and intimacy issues, my friend.
What does your therapist say about these issues?
She is unhelpful.
Then you need a good therapist.
That is the advice, get therapy?
My therapist is the best. I'm cured.
That's the advice, get therapy. You'll be better off.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Or just go out with everyone.
Who has time for that?
And then you realize you're being a jerk and nobody's perfect, you know, and you'll find someone you click with.
Right. That's fair. Cool.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I'm trying to be optimistic.
Yeah. Good luck, dude.
Thank you.
It's a jungle out there.
Have a good one.
You too.
Go out with everyone?
Yeah, why not?
Who has time for that?
I mean, I don't know. I just meant, like, don't be picky. Just go out with what, you know, next person who asks you out. Just go out with them.
Ugh. No. What are you laughing at?
Fat on the comments board says, I bought a black car and they're building new houses across from my place and the dust covers my car every day and I gotta wash it a lot.
That sounds awful, though.
I got one of those. My apartment is, like, so dusty.
It's New York, dude.
Does yours get that dusty?
Yeah.
I feel like it didn't get that dusty before.
It's New York.
God, it's driving me nuts.
My apartment is dirty. It's like an old building. There's nothing I can do. You can't get that dirt out.
Mine's all new stuff, though.
Yeah, but those windows.
Yeah, those windows. Mm-hmm. That wall of windows.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, what's up? What's your first world problem?
Oh, it's super embarrassing, but at the end of it, I did learn some perspective.
Okay,
all right, let's hear it.
So I was, Wednesday night, I was out, and this is the embarrassing part. I was playing Pokemon Go, and Pokemon got away from me that I've been trying to catch in the game for a long, long time. And I walked into a pole, and I stepped in a puddle, and, you know, a very stupid thing, but it upset me at the time. So when I got off the subway getting back to my apartment, I was crossing the street and the person right in front of me gets hit by a car. And I was on the scene immediately, and you know, I called 911. And if I hadn't been running around trying to catch a stupid Pokemon, I wouldn't have been there at that time to be able to kind of try and help. So it was it was a stupid problem, but it had some perspective at the end of it.
You know what your real problem is? You're still playing Pokemon.
That's true. Very true.
All right. Work on that. Work on that.
I'll do what I can. Have a good night.
People love trying to catch those things.
Spunk. I can't say this guy's name on the air, but someone on the comments board said, did Michelle just say that she's cured? Really? Come on, it's funny. Come on, loosen up. Seriously, you're mad?
That guy's dead to me.
Do you want to know his name?
Yeah.
I can't say it.
It's probably, is it my ex-boyfriend?
Bunk? You're really mad at him?
Managing my moods with a high-protein diet.
Oh, he's just saying negative things about everyone.
What do you say about you?
No, it's not about me. It's about Pokemon.
Well, Pokemon sucks.
Yeah, but... Yeah, do people still play that?
People love to catch those things.
Have you ever tried it?
No.
Me either. Groucho says, my mechanic, who works for free because he's old and disabled, but it's his hobby, takes months to fix something that would take a garage 2 days. Go pay for it then, Groucho.
Yeah, dude.
You get what you pay for. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, sisters, ladies. Do you know the Christmas trees you hang in your car for the air freshener smell?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, there used to be 3 flavors when I was a kid. Now they've expanded to maybe 20.
Yeah, they have a lot of flavors.
The original spice flavor has been eliminated, and that was my favorite one.
That was a good one.
What?
It was like a cinnamony kind of thing.
Yes.
I don't know.
I want to make a WFMU air freshener for your car.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
I had that idea yesterday.
What would it look like?
We can make it look like whatever we want.
Could it look like Woofmo?
And it could smell like pot or something.
Ooh, yeah! It should smell like pot or like wet socks.
Yeah, that was my idea. I haven't run it by Ken yet.
We don't need to run it by Ken. Let's just do it.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Have a good one.
Wet socks is a good one.
I know. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I bought one of those air fresheners, the new car smell air freshener, actually. And it didn't smell like a new car at all.
Poor baby.
This is a whole category, I guess, of first world problems. It's not what I called, actually. I just didn't know anything on the last call.
Okay, have a good one.
Why didn't you let him finish?
I thought he was done.
He just said that's not why I called.
Oh, I thought he said that's why I called, actually, so he was, like, basically saying he wasted our time.
No, he was like, that's not why I called. It.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tell you the story. And you
call back. Your enemy on the comments board says he loves you, Michelle.
Oh, everything's better then.
Oh. Just had said, make it smell like the record fair. Yeah, that's what I meant by wet socks. It
smells like sweaty at the record fair.
It smells like sweaty butt crack at the record fair. Hi, you're on the radio.
My first world problem is getting hung up on.
Sorry, I misheard you. Forgive me.
No, I don't see. I don't know if this is a first world problem or a legitimate gripe.
We'll decide.
Secondhand spray sunscreen.
Oh no, that is a legitimate gripe. Keep that shiz to yourself.
Yes.
Damn, learn how to spray something.
What? God, chill out.
I don't want that on me.
That's a first world problem
smells,
if I ever heard one.
It smells time, and it's sticky.
Every time I go to the beach, somebody's spraying that stuff and it goes right in my face. And have you read the ingredients on that? It's just like cancer.
Yeah, it's poison.
That stuff is nasty. It leaves like a film on your skin. I used it once. It took me days to get it off.
And it's so stupid. Like, what other product would you buy where two-thirds of it, like, would you buy, like, a milk carton where two-thirds of it is spilled on the ground? Would you buy a coffee cup where it all just, like, leaks out the bottom and it all just flies away?
You're right. Like, you only get one-fifth of it on your actual body.
That is
true. I can't stand it because they're, like, not only is the person spraying, it's so stupid that they bought this stuff, but they're, like, trying to give you cancer at the same time.
I'm with you. 100%. What's your name?
Okay. Another show I'll call in when you have legitimate gripes.
Okay, but what's your name?
Brian.
Brian, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour.
Thanks.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. This issue I had like a long time ago when I first started drinking Starbucks. you remember how like they'll change up their pastry case? They used to have the mini lemon bundt cake.
Uh-huh.
And I remember, like, you know, you go in there for, like, a $10 latte, and then I'd be so aggravated that they stopped carrying it. And I'm like, you know, like, people are starving in other countries, but I just want this mini lemon bummy cake.
Yeah, I hear you.
And it's like $10
for. Yeah.
You know? That's a first world problem there. You don't get the pastry you want.
I'm with you. I just wanted the Santa Fe salad. I just wanted the Santa Fe salad.
Yeah, it comes back right back to the beginning of the story. There you go.
There you go. Full circle. Full circle.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
I love this topic.
I was so happy when I thought of it today.
It was pretty good. I wrote back in all caps.
Twice. You didn't even let me respond. You just wrote back again.
Well, I just had to tell you we were doing it no matter what.
That's what I'm posting it means?
I'm posting it. Yeah, it means I'm putting it on the FB page.
How mad would you be if I sent one message right now on my phone?
Not mad.
Okay.
Depends, but you have to tell us who it's for and what it says.
Can I just say it's work-related?
Is it FMU work-related or other work-related? Is it to Ken?
No.
Is it to... Okay, you have to tell us who it's to.
No.
Why? Why?
Just let me... Just take a call.
I don't have any. What? I don't have any.
What do you mean you don't have any?
I don't have any calls.
I don't believe you. That light is blinking.
That light's broken.
That light is not broken.
Ken didn't tell you the light was broken?
201-209-9368. Call now. You won't get through because we have a full board, even though Franny's a liar.
Franny is not a liar. Franny tells the truth, like, 95% of the time. Unless it's in my best interest to lie. I don't have any calls.
Yes, you do.
Really?
Oh, no, now you don't because they hung up on you.
No, maybe they just didn't want to hear you on your phone.
Wait, I saw that. No, AG on the comments board has the best first world problem
what
of all
is
time.
It?
Gluten. AG, you're on the list. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hi. What bothers me is when I'm on the line in a store, somebody behind me has like KY and a cucumber and is paying for it by credit card, and the credit card declines, and they say, oh, it can't be. Try it again. And they try like 5 times, and it just... They don't care that anybody else is behind them in line.
What were they buying again?
Wait, can I? Yeah, that was my question. Are you annoyed because their cards declined or because of what they're buying?
I'm not to each his or her own. I don't care. But when they're buying...
Clearly
you
care. Clearly you're lying to yourself because you wouldn't have said that if you didn't care.
KY and a cucumber.
Yeah, I mean, I find it amusing that they're buying that and buying all this like personal stuff.
I mean, sometimes I have to go to the store and buy tampons.
Yeah, you know what? If I was with you, I'd buy it for you. And then I'd buy all the embarrassing stuff for myself and say it's for you also.
Like what?
Yeah, like what?
Like the Preparation H or whatever.
You know, it's good for the bags under your eyes.
How did they do say that?
Yeah, it works, actually.
Yeah, I know.
I don't have bags under my eyes.
Okay. Have a good one.
And have a few good ones.
That guy's a homophobe. Mm. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. How are you doing?
What's up, buddy?
I'm okay. I'm buying batteries for my guitar right now, and it was took a lot longer to find them than I expected. turns out I need more batteries than expected because the little battery amp that I bought takes 10 batteries and not 6. So...
Well, I guess that's poor planning on your part.
Well, I'm making amends. I'm figuring it out. And then another thing is sometimes when I'm driving my pastries around at 3 in the morning, there's always people that are hungry on the street that want pastries for at least a dollar. So I'm now consistently carrying dollar bills in addition to the usual money I have to help the folks that are hungry. So I guess that's kind of nice.
Yeah, that's a nice problem.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's nice that they're meeting me and getting food or money. I'm actually trying to buy the batteries as we speak. Let's see if I can multitask.
Well, good luck.
Well, thank you. Have a good night.
Bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I knew him.
Yeah. Hello?
What? Yeah, you're on the radio. You got to turn yours down.
What's up? So I got a first world problem.
What is it?
There was this ice cream shop that was, you know, open in my neighborhood right across the street from where I live, and they've been building it. They've been making it for, like, probably 5 or 6 months now, and summer's over, and it still isn't open, but it's probably going to open in a couple weeks, like, right when it gets cold. I'm not going to want it then, so I'm going to have to wait.
Where do you live?
Summer.
Where do you live?
I live in Greenpoint.
I know which one you're talking about. Is it the Is it by the YMCA?
Yeah.
I walk by that all the time, and I'm like, why is it freaking open yet?
Yeah. So, well, what do I do about it?
We just wait.
Should I ask them?
No, you shouldn't ask them. They look like they're going through a lot.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I know. It looks like they're kind of down on their luck. They kind of missed their chance.
Yeah.
Score.
Yeah, they don't need a reminder. We'll get them next summer, though.
Yeah, cool.
All right. Say hi if you see me around there. He's sitting... No? Won't say hi? Hello?
Hey, I got a first world problem.
What is it?
You burp into telephones?
The telephone, yes, and the holidays. I hate the holidays. They come closer and closer every year.
Everyone hates the holidays.
I went into Home Depot last week. Frankenstein sitting there with the skeletons and the monsters and all that, driving me crazy. Next week it's going to be Thanksgiving. Then
it's going to be Christmas before you know it.
Then it's Super Bowl and New Year's and then Valentine's Day. Ugh. It's over finally. Ugh.
God damn it.
Yeah, life's hard. Get a helmet. You know what I mean?
I love that. Life's hard. Get a helmet.
I hung up on him because I got weirded out.
Why?
I don't know.
He was sizzling.
201-209-9368. First world problems is tonight's topic. I gotta pee. Let me guess. Michelle, do you have the burps?
Yes.
Every week.
I know. What's wrong with me?
Nothing. You're drinking beer.
I don't see you having to burp.
I don't have gas. My gas goes out the other way. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up? I called about the ice cream shop. I'll say hi to you.
Oh. Thanks.
Wait, why are you calling again?
Because he thought he hurt my feelings.
I was worried about it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye.
Who is that?
Take care.
I don't know.
I thought you said you knew him.
No, that was the guitar guy that I knew.
I'm so confused.
Not the ice cream guy.
I'm confused. Hi, you're on the radio.
What are you confused about?
Hey.
Hey.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, sorry. First of all, you guys hit the number so fast, I missed it like 5 times in a row.
People do say that. We have to remember to slow it down. I've heard that before.
What?
I'm driving.
We say the number too fast.
But anyway, I had a text, first world problem, conversation with my daughter today, who's in high school. She texted me and she said, I'm in English and it's so boring. And I said, I'm at work and I hate everybody. And she goes, yeah, but I have to write a paragraph and the internet's down. And I was like, first world problem, you have a laptop in high school. Like, we had a pen and a paper.
Yeah, a pen and a piece of paper. Also, a paragraph?
A paragraph? Jeez.
A paragraph.
These kids are going to be worthless adults.
Funny.
The internet's down. Remember when we had to go to libraries to do research papers?
The card catalog?
The card catalog?
The Dewey Decimal System?
There are people that don't even have school, so they have to walk like miles to get there. I'm like, oh my God, you're such a teenage white girl.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Okay, hi. My first real problem is when I moved into this place, it had one of those dimmer switches on the wall.
I love
like
a dimmer.
That how you light you want the room.
So romantic.
That's it? What? You have a dimmer?
No. And so I got these. So it didn't come with bulbs. So I got those new LED bulbs.
Mm.
And so I can't set the dimness because like it says it's dimmable. But when I try to do it, it only goes to like 50%. So you can only pick like 50% dim or anywhere from 50 to 100%. But you can't like 0 to 50% dim like you could.
That
you
know, is like super annoying.
I can't stand it.
All right, have a good one. Hi. Hi, you're on the radio. Billy Jam is in the studio, everybody. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, yeah, I'm on?
Yeah, what's your first world problem?
Well, I live in New Orleans, and you know, we're surrounded by hurricanes down here, and we're not actually, the trajectories say we're not going to get any, and I usually plan my vacations around hurricanes or hurricanes, and I know it's terrible to say, but since we're not going to get anything, I'm just going to have to work through the next
so
couple.
Sad for you.
It's terrible.
I'll let you know. I hope you enjoy yourself while my mom is sitting in the hurricane.
This guy's ballsy.
Peace and love
to call this, then say that.
Enduring that.
Well, F you, dude.
F you, too.
Did he just say F you, too?
I think so. I think he said love you, too.
That's not what I said.
Peace and love to everybody that is having to do that.
Yeah. His call was good, man. It was ballsy. It was edgy.
Karma will get him.
We're sitting here talking about this. We're just as bad.
We're just making people have a good time.
We're just as bad.
No, we're not.
We gotta go.
No.
You're spoiled brat.
No, I'm not done yet.
We're done.
No.
We're done.
No.
You're not allowed to say no.
I just did.
We're done.
I don't think so. Absolutely not. Oh, wait, I have to say my winner. It's AG with gluten.
You've been listening.
No, 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 no. Email your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Please stay tuned for Billy.
Call us.
My girlfriend cooks dinner every night, but sometimes she makes it twice in 1 week.
What a bitch.
That's rough, man. That is rough. That's a hard life.
I tried a wife who made me chicken and cheese.
You know what's funny about this topic? It's kind of making us forget our real problems. You can just laugh at all the stupid ones.
Yeah.
I go from a state of depression to contemplating them questions, to hating aggression, to celebrating my blessings, to being where I'm at. This position is me. Love, you know, hate it. Send them away. Too much tension, yeah. Flow so gritty. Show no pity. Send haters back to Clown Town. Bozo City, like the world coming to. A nigga try to stand for something. The next man pulling the rug from under you. Can't see it. Get up close. Adjust your camera lens. Avoid doing the most with they shenanigans. I'm smart, but it might take a genius to understand it. It's like I fell asleep and woke up on a different planet. Yeah, I'm so old school, but I'm no fool. Since when the nigga wearing the blouse was so cool? These rappers don't rhyme, they be mumbling. Geeks tweeting fighting words, online rumbling. The situation is disgusting. Little homie probably high off a mile of your Robitussin. I sink deep when I think. Let my thoughts flow through the pen and swim through the ink. Yeah, flow so gritty. Show no pity. Send haters back to Clown Town, Bozo City. If I wasn't born with it, then my wisdom came with age then. Payaso business is something I don't engage in. Let the rhythm hit them close range like a gauge in the hands of a mad psychopath on the rampage. Sucker free zone in my vicinity. Shots fired if I consider you enemy. Sometimes I feel the world is a circus, overpopulated with clowns, but I don't see their purpose. This evil infestation increases my desperation. Can't wait to speed up the date of your expiration. Yeah. The world coming to. Everybody acting like everything's wonderful, like everything is litty. These clowns don't want me to get ugly. It won't be pretty. I sink deep when I think. Let my thoughts flow through the pen and swim through the ink. Yeah, flow so gritty. Show no pity. Send haters back to Clown Town, Bozo City.
face.
Read off the tool.